really tried to build the movie to mimic our journey with Elliot, because we started this film innocently, and with just the simple thought of making, you know, making a movie about an underdog. That's all we really thought it was. And then we got to know Linda and started seeing the world that he had around him. But, you know, we were as shocked as the audience is in the, you know, what actually took place.
It could be more so.
Yeah, and we just, yeah, it was really wild how it all happened. I mean, we really didn't see a lot of this stuff happening, like, you know, when we started.
Wow. So you guys, I mean, basically, I know you shot for a year, but basically I don't want to give away the ending, but the ending sequences literally were the last thing shot?
Yes.
Besides a couple pickup shots, like that we had to get some landscapes that we didn't have, and little, like, but that was the last shoot. Like, that was the end of the movie.
Yeah.
As it just has to be.
We're actually shooting for about 2 years in total.
Yeah. We were shooting for almost, like 2 years, maybe a little bit over 2 years. So, we really didn't know. And I mean, like, for us, the big key to the movie was when Linda started opening up to us. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think, like, without these other characters in the film, it wouldn't be really that great of a feature film, in my opinion. I think that those people really help create the layers of the story. And without Linda, I mean, we really felt like we wouldn't have had a really complete or well-rounded movie.
Yeah, I think a big part of that too is that Linda would give some insight where Elliot seems to be having capable of self-reflection or introspection, and Linda actually kind of opened up some of the questions that the audience has.